Start your day with remembrance of us. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي اللهم افتح علينا حكمتك وانشر علينا رحمتك يا ذا الجلال والاكرام او الله عز وجل open the doors of knowledge and wisdom for us have mercy on us o the one who is the most honorable the most gracious بلغ العلا بكماله كشف الدجى بجماله حسنت جميع خصاله صلوا عليه واله Marhaba, ahlan wa sahlan bikum to all the viewers and listeners of Madani Channel to your program called The Early Echo from South Africa, Durban. Alhamdulillah, thumma alhamdulillah. It gives me great pleasure to be here in the early parts of the mornings. And we hope that you are safe and sound wherever you are. And subhanallah, you are watching this program for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As well as you will share this program with others as well for the sake and pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His beloved Rasul. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Like every other day, yes, dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, today as well, we have a topic that we have decided to speak on, which is very relevant and important, a topic not to be missed. It's my earnest appeal to the viewers out there, inshallah, azzawajal, to please watch this topic. It is a must for every Muslim. We are going to be speaking about wailing in Islam. Yes, what is weeping and crying? Or what are the implications of wailing and crying, you know, for the deceased, those who passed away. So inshallah azza wa jal, what are the Islamic viewpoints and we as Muslims, what are the do's and don'ts. So therefore, stay locked and tuned with Madani Channel right to the end of this program for the sake and pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As per routine, subhanallah, for we have started this program in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is the most merciful, most gracious, our Rabb, Allah Azza wa Jal, our provider, our sustainer, our cherisher and nourisher, the master of the day of judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is the owner, initiator and creator of everything that exists. We thank Him and we make shukr to Allah Azza wa Jal for all the bounties and blessings which He has bestowed upon us through the sadaqah of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is through the blessings of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Therefore, we say peace and blessings be upon him and his illustrious family and noble companions, Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'een. In regards to the blessings of Durud-e Pak, a very, very beautiful, incident, subhanallah, in relation to Hazrat Sayyidina Shaykh Musa Darir, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. He says that once he was traveling on a ship with his companions, and suddenly the ship had reached the midst of the sea, and it began, to sink due to the heavy waves. And Allahu Akbar, he says that we all assumed that we will die, and no one would leave the ship whilst he will be alive. And therefore, in that kashmakash, whereas people were running, people were crying for their lives, people were under this stress and tension, he says, suddenly I dozed off for a few moments. In my dream, my fortune had smiled at me, for I had seen the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who in my dream had told me to tell my companions and myself to recite 1,000 times Durude Tunajjina. Musa Darir rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi says, the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam instructed me to recite this Durude Pak 1,000 times together with my fellow companions. As I had awoken from my sleep, I informed my companions that this is what I had seen in my dream. Rasul Pak said, if we recite this 1,000 times, we will be saved from this calamity. Therefore, we all began reciting this durud, and he says, by Allah Azza wa Jal, we had only completed 300 durud tunajjina, and the ship had reached to its safety. Subhanallah, the ship had reached to the harbor, and we all were safe. No one had drowned, and everyone was saved from the high waves of the ocean. Allahu Akbar. He says it was due to the blessings of reciting Durud-e-Pak. This was his own personal experience, dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel. Likewise, if you have any other parishani, any other calamity and problem that you are facing, be it financially, spiritually, physically, mentally, whatever the problem may be, har dard ka dawa, the solution for every pain is Durud-e-Pak, dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel. Therefore, the poet says so beautifully, he says, duniya aakhirat jab main rahu salamat, duniya aakhirat mein jab main rahu salamat, pyare padhu na kyun kar, pyare padhu na kyun kar, tum par salam hardam, pyare padhu na kyun kar, tum par salam hardam, pyare padhu na kyun kar. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Make a firm intention to recite durood, an abundance of durood and salutations and salams upon Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And now we move to the next part and segment of today's program, and that is, of course, we will listen to the praises of Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which will further increase the light and noor in our hearts and connection as well as devotion to the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yes, when we will return, we are discussing the implications of wailing at a janazah for the deceased, for the person who has left this world. Please stay locked and tuned to Madani Channel on 365 Starset as well as on the social media. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Mere nabi salli ala, salli ala, pyare nabi salli ala, salli ala, mere nabi salli ala, pyare nabi salli ala, dar pe bula lo humko bhi, pyare nabi salli ala, mere nabi salli ala, pyare nabi salli ala, dar pe bula lo humko bhi, pyare nabi salli ala. Mitte hain jahan bhar ke alam madine mein, mitte hain jahan bhar ke alam madine mein, bigde hue bante hain sab kaam madine mein, bigde hue bante hain sab kaam madine mein, bigde hue bante hain, bigde hue bante hain sab kaam madine mein. Mere nabi salli ala, pyare nabi salli ala, dar pe bula lo humko bhi, pyare nabi salli ala, aqa ki inayat hai har gaam madine mein, aqa ki inayat hai har gaam madine mein, hota nahi koi bhi na kaam madine mein, hota nahi koi bhi na kaam madine mein, hota nahi koi bhi na kaam madine mein. Mere nabi salli ala, pyare nabi salli ala, dar pe bula lo humko bhi, pyare nabi salli ala, ae haji ro ro kar keh dena salam unse, ae haji ro ro kar keh dena salam unse, ae haji ro ro kar keh dena salam unse, le jao gareebon ka, le jao gareebon ka paigham madine mein.
Mere nabi salli ala,
پیارے نبی صلی اللہ در پہ بلا لو ہم کو بھی پیارے نبی صلی اللہ آجا گناہ گارو بے خوف چلے آؤ آ جاؤ گناہ گارو آ جاؤ گناہ گارو بے خوف چلے آؤ آ جاؤ گناہ گارو بے خوف چلے آؤ سرکار کی رحمت تو سرکار کی رحمت تو ہے عام مدینے میں میرے نبی صلی اللہ پیارے نبی صلی اللہ در پہ بلا لو ہم کو بھی پیارے نبی صلی اللہ دربار میں جب پہنچو اے کاش شاہ اس دم دربار میں جب پہنچوں دربار میں جب پہنچوں اے کاش شاہ اس دم دربار میں جب پہنچوں اے کاش شاہ اس دم دیدار کا ہو جائے دیدار کا ہو جائے انعام مدینے میں میرے نبی صلی اللہ پیارے نبی صلی اللہ در پہ بلا لو ہم کو بھی پیارے نبی صلی اللہ عطار پہ اب ایسا اے کاش کرم ہو جائے عطار پہ پھر ایسا اے کاش کرم ہو جائے مکے میں سار گزرے تو شام مدینے میں مکے میں سار گزرے تو شام مدینے میں میرے نبی صلی اللہ پیارے نبی صلی اللہ در پہ بلا لو ہم کو بھی پیارے نبی صلی اللہ
نبی صلی علی پیارے نبی صلی علی سبحان اللہ کیا بات ہے مدینے کی دناز خان who recited this kalam سبحان اللہ has really touched our hearts with this beautiful recitation and enlightening recitation it's actually electrifying and after I seen the visuals of مدینہ المنورہ those galiyan those streets سبحان اللہ it just takes you back you know you just want to be there And who doesn't want to be there in Makkah al-Mukarramah, Madinah al-Munawwara, Zadah Allahu sharfan wa ta'zeema. Dikha de ya ilahi, woh Madinah kaisi basti hai, jahan par raat din Mola teri rahmat barasti hai. Subhanallah. May Allah Azza wa Jal take us all to this beautiful city, dear viewers and listeners of Madini channel. It is the actual truth and reality. You may have seen many countries and places in the world. People who have traveled to far and wide places have always seen praising those places. But This is the actual reality. Kuch bhi nahi dekha, jo Madina nahi dekha. You have seen nothing at all if you have actually not seen Madinatul Munawwara. Look at this beautiful gumbad on the screens. Allahu Akbar. Look at the crowd that's there. This is the masjid of Nabiya Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Actually, Madinatul Munawwara has become enlightened after Nabiya Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam placed his Mubarak foot in this beautiful land. Of course, it was a land that was a very... it was a land that was a reason for many sicknesses before. But after Nabiya Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stepped in Madinatul Munawwara, he changed the fortune and the qismat of Madinatul Munawwara. Subhanallah, it has become Munawwar. It has become the dust of Madina Sharif is even a source of cure and shifa, as the poet says. Aapke qadam jab se aaye hain Madine mein aapke qadam jab se aaye hain Madine mein zarra zarra roshan hai zarra zarra roshan hai آج بھی مدینے کا ذرہ ذرہ روشن ہے آج بھی مدینے میں. سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ. سو یہ ذرہ ذرہ, ایوری ایٹم آف مدینۃ المنورہ از بلیسڈ اینڈ اٹ از اے سورس آف گرانٹنگ شفا اینڈ کیور. دا صحابہ اکرام یوز ٹو کنزیوم دا ڈسٹ آف مدینۃ المنورہ ٹو گیٹ ریڈ آف دیئر problems and calamities, because Allah has placed shifa even in the sand of Madinatul Munawwara. Why is Madina so great? Amir Ahle Sunnat closes this chapter by reciting and composing this couplet. He says, Madina isliye attar jano dil se hai pyara ke rehte hain mere aqa mere dilbar Madine mein. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Dear viewers out there, alhamdulillah, if you have just joined us right now, we say marhaba and ahlan wa sahlan bikum to you. And subhanallah, if you are with us, it's my earnest appeal to you to be with us till the end of this program. Remember, if a person is only concerned about this dunya in relation to the focus or in relation to what he will accumulate in this dunya, and his focus is never the akhirah, it's only about the present and future, ki aaj mere paas hai kya aur kal mere paas kya hoga, kya batorna hai, kya jama karwana hai aur kya save karna hai, kya bachana hai. Agar ye focus hamara raha na, if this will be our ultimate goal, only to accumulate funds, money and focus on our present and future, that person will be deprived of preparing for the hereafter. It is quite obvious, right? A person will not have the time to focus and make his hereafter a better one. But if a person keeps his ultimate goal as the hereafter, automatically such a person focuses on the dunya as well as his years after. His dunya also becomes better, his earthly and worldly life becomes greater and better for him, and together with that, his hereafter is also awaiting his presence, and that also becomes better for him. So if you open the book of Ahadith and you would find out, you know, who is a wise person? This question was asked to Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ki who is the most intelligent and wisest person? Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, who is the wisest and most cautious person among people? The Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala replied, those people who remember death abundantly and prepare for death before their death. They remember their mouth, the end of their life, very abundantly. They mostly remember their mouth and not only remember their death, as we all do know and acknowledge that we all will go. But how many of us even prepare for our mouth before our old age and before the end of our time? So Rasulullah Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, and those who do more preparations for it are the wise. They have earned dignity, honor in this world as well as in the hereafter. Subhanallah. So this is a beautiful hadith, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel. Remember, aside from our fara'id, you know, those actions which are obligatory upon every person, besides those obligations, you know, namaz, roza, hajj, zakat, aside from the fulfilling the rights of people, fulfilling the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, apart from this, there are also many such pieces of work which people do not generally do, right? And let me go towards that aspect, straight to the point, and that is, how many of us even pay attention to giving ghusl to the mayyit? How many of us are dependent upon the ghassal, the one who gives the ghusl, the one who, you know, gives the ritual bath to the deceased? Many of us are deprived of this Islamic knowledge. It's because we ourselves have not learned this, nor have we ever thought that this knowledge is important for our families to know. We have always been and we are currently very dependent upon those people who are aware of this, you know. So if something happens in my family, I will pick up the phone and give the call to the ghassal. He will come over and he will do everything. I just have to stand there with my hands folded. This is the attitude which many people have out there. So any person who remains engaged in the preparations of his death observes this common practice amongst people, that people are really not much concerned about all of this. And if you have to ask the ghassal, he himself will say there are very few people out there who even know how to perform the ghusl in accordance to the sunnah. How many of them even know how to shroud a person. ایک دو مرتبہ کرنے سے ایکسپیرینس نہیں ہو جاتا ہے. As some people say, but I went in the غسل خانہ, میں نے اپنے ہاتھوں سے بھی غسل دیا. ٹھیک ہے, ماشاء اللہ آپ نے ہاتھ بتایا, لیکن سیکھنا یہ اور بات ہے. To learn is a different thing altogether. It's my honest appeal for you out there as a father and to teach your children. It's very, very important. So this shows that you have prepared for your death by even buying your kafan. You know, for the upkeeping or for the upholding of the remembrance of mouth. Many people out there even buy the kafan in advance so that they are reminded over and again ki I will be shrouded with the simple piece of cloth. Whereas all my branded suits and clothes and all my favorite clothes will be, you know, in the cupboard. This is the libas which I will go into the qabr and I will be submitted and I will, you know, go to the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this normal piece of cloth. This shows preparations aside from the fara'id to learn those things which are very essential and very important in relation to, what we are just speaking about, which is called ghusl. Thirdly, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, the deceased will be tormented because of the family's wailing. Now, this is very important for us to know. This is also part of the preparation. یہ بھی تیاریہ کا حصہ ہے کہ اگر بندہ تیاری موت کا کرتا ہے تو اپنے فیملی والوں کو کیا ایڈوائز دے کے جاتا ہے. Does he advise them to wail? Does he put this in his will that after I die you must cry for me for many days? You must remember me very often? Remembrance is one thing, and then advising and making it part of the will that those family members must tear their clothes, as some people do by taking sand and placing on their head. Some would rub their faces on the dust on the ground. Some women would break their bangles and they would perform noha. So the beloved Rasulullah said, a deceased person is tormented equal to the amount of his family's wailing. Allahu Akbar. So what is wailing? Once again, remember, wailing is defined as crying very loudly, and together with that, you exaggerate, you know, exaggeratedly. You mention the qualities of that person. He was such a nice person. He was such a that and such a this person. And he has done this favor and done that favor. And that too with exaggeration. Something if the person has not even done, we just add it, you know, add those attributes to him, which he is not even deserving of. Furthermore, then wailing also refers to as overdoing it, passing all limits in terms of wailing. The voice is then raised. Others could hear. The person goes unconscious. People, instead of making dhikr, making tilawat of the Holy Quran Pak, I'm making that person gain conscious. These things are also witnessed very largely throughout the globe, throughout the world. There is no doubt that we have connection with those that have passed away. There is a nisbat. There is a connection. And therefore, wailing is one thing, and having grief over the demise of a person and weeping over the deceased is not a sin, not a guna. Those tears, you know, which a person sheds from his eyes whilst he weeps, he doesn't scream and cry, he doesn't wail. Rather, he is grieved by the fact that he has lost his loved one. For that, there is no sin. There is no guna. He is within his limit and he's allowed to, because he has a connection with that person. Just as in the dunya, you had a certain attachment with the deceased and you would go to any extent to help that person. You loved him with everything you had. You did your best to keep that person happy. And now that person for whom you spent all your money upon, for that person that you have, you know, helped in difficult times and in good times, that person is gone. Now the ta'alluq should of course not be cut off. The connection should not be cut off. The connection will still continue. So therefore you should make the qabr and the grave of that person comfortable. How do you do that? Is by making isali thawab, by sending reward and thawab for the person for his hereafter to be better. Just as you were making sure that person is comfortable in his worldly life, this thought and this, koshish should continue. You should try helping that person even in the hereafter, and it's very easy as we are allowed to send thawab and reward to them. But here, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, Rasulullah had said a deceased person who is tormented will be tormented equally to the amount of his family's wailing. When the family says, oh my honor, oh our majesty, who will be there for us after you. Ab hamara kaun khayal rakhega, aapka intiqal ho gaya, tum chale gaye ho. If these are some of the words, agar ye kuch aise alfaz hain jo kuch log istemal karte hain, so Nabi Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, so the deceased person gets up and sits in his qabr, and the angels of torment strike him once on every word his family says for him, until his joints are broken. And the angels then say to him, after tormenting him in the qabr, they say to him, way, you really like that as your family think about you? Was your haqiqat, was your reality just as your family said about you? Did you grant them livelihood? Or you were just this reporter? You were just the means of providing for them? Or did you grant them livelihood? This person will then humbly say in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, I was too weak and feeble, and you alone are the one who grants, you are the one who gives life, you are the one who grants sustenance, you are the ultimate provider. Allahu Akbar. Allah Azza wa Jal says, I have inflicted punishment on you because you before your death did not forbid them from doing so. That is to say, waiting. So it's so important for a person to know these ahadith, to know what are the Islamic viewpoints in relation to these aspects, for this is haq and this is the truth. You know, kullu nafsin za'ikatul maut. Every desire shall take the taste of death. Every human being will have to pass on and travel to the hereafter. But what we leave behind is of utmost importance. It is so important for a person to even advise his family that after my death, do not cry over my mayyat, do not cry over me passing away, but rather make sabr, have patience, and have your tawakkul and your trust, your reliance in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I was just the means of providing, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was ultimately the provider. There are so many people out there after they passed on, their families have still been sustained until today. Yes, there are good times and bad times in everyone's lives, but Allah have, you know, provided for them. This is because they place their trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is the highest level of trust which we should be having. Of course, our trust cannot be like the trust of the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam, like the trust of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, for instance, when he was placed into the fire at such a situation when the angel had asked him, Ahallaka hajatun ya Ibrahim, do you have any wish, any desire at this moment? His tawakkul and his trust in Allah was so strong and so staunch that he said, my Rabb knows my condition very well. And then this verse was revealed, قُلْ يَا نَارُ كُونِي بَرْدًا وَسَلَامًا عَلَىٰ إِبْرَاهِيمُ. Allahu Akbar. So he has taken help from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But look at his tawakkul. Look at the tawakkul of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam when he was commanded to leave his wife, Hadrat Sayyidatuna Hajra radiyallahu ta'ala anha, and his son Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam, jiske liye aapne itne duaein mangi. Paida hone ke baad ab inhe ye khwab aata hai, aapko alayhi salatu wasalam ye ishara milta hai ki he has to go and leave his wife and children at a place called Wadi Azizara, where there is no livelihood, there is nothing, there is no existence of anything. And then after many years later, he was then granted this permission by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to go and visit his wife and child that he had left some years back. Subhanallah. And that is the exact place where the Kaaba is situated today. Who sustained them in a place where there was no one to provide for them? It was Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Who provides for these birds and ants that live in the forest in heaven, and jungles and bushes, those little creatures that we undermine, those birds that leave their nest empty bellies and empty stomachs, they return back to their nest with their bellies filled. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So trust is very important, dear viewers, under the Madini channel. Nabi Pak sallam says that person is tormented simply because he did not provide this ilm and knowledge to his family that after I die, Allah azza wa jal will look after you all. Anyone could die. You could die before me or I could die after you. Whatever the situation is, whoever dies first, do not wail and cry, but rather make sabr and patience. Advise your family members. This is the ultimate result and the conclusion of our discussion, dear viewers and listeners of Madini channel. Remember, another beautiful and important point is that a wise man who remains concerned of his year after, who prepares for his year after, he even, you know, he makes sure that there is no qarza, there is no debt that he owes. And if he does owe, he will note them down, he will jot them down. He will make a wise person in the family be aware, or he will make a will that, you know, this should be settled with the inheritance I leave. This is so important. Nabi Pak ﷺ said, I swear by the one in whose control is my soul. If a person is killed in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and then brought back to life and then again he is, you know, martyred in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and then once again he is given life and he owes a debt, he will not enter Jannah until his debt is paid. In Musnad Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, Allahu Akbar, he gives his life in the path of Allah twice. And he is given life once again, but he will not enter paradise until his death is not paid. So here is the concern. Are we even, you know, concerned and showing any sort of interest in handling these matters? Some people make announcements that, you know, some concerned people of the family make announcements before the janazah salah that if this mayyat had owed anyone money, please come and claim from those responsible members of the family. Subhanallah, mashallah, if this could be done before, in advance, or whatever, monies are there of the inheritors. Before that, these debts should be settled. And a person should go clean from the dunya. So these are some important matters, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel. So there is a, you know, these are some cancers in our society, whereas people are deprived of their rights because of not making a will. Because of not, jotting down these points, when a wise man looks at the widespread evils of society, he also learns that people take distribution of inheritance for granted. Very un-Islamically, many a times these inheritance are distributed. Jinke hukuk hote hain, unko paamal kiya jata hai, unko unka haq nahi milta hai. They are wives who are deprived. They are the strong individuals of the family who are deprived. Allahu Akbar. All the wrong that happens is simply because the deceased had all the time in the dunya to focus on the worldly wealth he only accumulated. And after his death, people are seen quarreling, fighting, arguing. Brothers are not talking to brothers anymore. It is simply because of the money. And then it's sitting with the trust. And then for many months and years to come, this fight will continue. And then one will say, you had more than I had more than you. And these are what's happening. These are some facts and realities of our society, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel. What are the Shari'i laws of inheritors? How much hissa, how much shares will the wife receive? Okay, how much will the brothers or the sons? And who receives in what condition? It is very essential and important for us to learn and know, at least sit in the company of the ulamas and the scholars and get this type of nasiha. Yes, you can make a will for inheritors. Sorry, not for those who will inherit, for those whom Allah has ordained for them to receive. But from the amount that you will leave behind, how much, how many percent can I declare as a distribution, a will of distribution? If I have $30,000, for example, £30,000 as the total inheritance, from there, how much am I allowed to make a will for example, for an organization, for the masjid, for the jami'a? So some people go overboard. What Islam and what the Sharia has mentioned, they go overboard. And by doing this, the inheritors are deprived of their rights and their haqq. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, grant us the tawfiq and ability to take some heed. We all will leave this dunya, but do not leave on such a note that you leave families fighting behind. You worked very easily for it, or you could turn dust into gold very easily. You've done that. But then for generations to come, they will have arguments and fights and they will have hasad and enmity. Many of the families out there do not show it, but it happens at the day of the mayyat. Everyone is not perhaps equally strong in the family. There's one who's very strong, there's one who's very rich, and the other is extremely poor, or he's middle class, and he's waiting for his share. He has things to do, and then the stronger individuals, those who have more influence in the family, pull the rights, and this is what happens. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq and ability to understand this, as well as for us to make our Islamic will. You know, the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in one hadith said, whoever dies after making a will dies on the path while following the straight path and the sunnah. And he dies with piety and martyrdom, and he dies in the state that he has attained forgiveness. Allahu Akbar. The person who makes a will. So this will is actually the source of forgiveness. Yes, dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, subhanAllah, we have some other beautiful clips and beautiful du'as, that will be recited, alhamdulillah, through the grace and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But let me just tell you a beautiful hadith, dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, in Sahih al-Bukhari, volume number 1. Sit attentively and listen to this beautiful hadith. We are speaking about wailing and crying, right? These were some tips in relation to the world, in relation to how should one prepare for his mayyat, how should one prepare for his death. But now coming back to the point, as we are discussing weeping over demise, right? Nabi Pak said, don't you listen attentively? Certainly Allah Azza wa Jal neither inflicts punishment for weeping tearfully, nor for grief in the heart. So the tears which you shed from your eyes and the grief that you have in your heart, there is no punishment for this. However, he says, وَأَشَارَ إِلَىٰ لِسَانِهِ, after pointing to his tongue, Allahu Akbar, after pointing to the tongue, he says, however, Allah will inflict punishment. Oh, have mercy because of this, certainly. It is the zaban and the tongue of a person. And then he says, the infliction or the implications of punishment upon the person is due to the wailing of the families, the family members that keep on wailing and crying. So, in regards to this hadith, now I will give you three different lessons learned from this hadith. It has been mentioned that there is no punishment for weeping tearfully and no for grief in the heart. In fact, if one weeps tearfully or has grief in his heart because of mercy, he will be granted reward for these two acts, as stated by Allama Ali Qari rahmatullahi ta'ala in Mirqat Sharif, mashallah. However, if one says something which Sharia does not permit, then he will deserve punishment, such as wailing for a deceased person, crying loudly. And if he says something good, he will be granted reward, right? And thirdly, if the family members of the deceased person wail for him, this causes punishment for him. The commentators have mentioned its several meanings. So what are referred to as punishment in the qabr, right? Listen to this attentively, dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel. This punishment is to be inflicted on the person who makes a will for wailing for him after his death. If a person wrote a will, he made a wasiyat before passing away, ki mere mayyat pe rona zarur, aur girgira ke rona, ahuzari karna, sar peetna, chehra marna, nochna. If he gives this sort of nasiha and advice that you should scratch your face, you should tear your clothes, you should do this, as some people may do this. So, if his family members wail for him, fulfilling his will, then he will be punished for that. And if his family members wail for him without him making any such will, isne to nahi kaha tha ki mere mayyat pe rona, magar wo khud ba khud rone lage, to kya hoga? He will not be punished for that, for this reason, because Allah Azza wa Jal has said in the Holy Quran Pak, wala taziru waziratun wizra ukhra, no load-bearing soul will bear the load of another. So, if they wailed on their own, this will not cause sin to the mayyat, but he will be inflicted with pain and grief after seeing his family members crying for him. Punishment means the pain and suffering inflicted on the deceased person when he hears his family members wailing. There is so much of taklif and pain for the mayyat when he sees his family members crying. Listen to this, narrated by Mirqat. This has been stated in Fatawa Rizviya Sharif as well. Furthermore, it is also stated in Fatawa Rizviya, wailing does cause pain to the deceased person. Those alive also get upset and worried by wailing, and this causes even more severe pain to the deceased person. In fact, the pain caused by wailing to the deceased person is beyond description. Hum andaaza bhi nahi laga sakte ki kitni takleef mayyat ko hoti hai rone ki wajah se. To humko rona nahi chahiye, balki hume sabr karna chahiye. Zahir si baat hai, if you wept, aansu nikal rahe hain. Zahir si baat hai, taluqat hai hamare, if that is your father, your parents, your cousin, your brother, your relative, your close family member, whoever the person may be, taluqat ki wajah se dil toot jata hai. Aansu nikal aate hain, lekin agar wo adab ke daire mein ho, shariat ke daire mein ho, that within the circles of sharia, you are doing that which Islam has permitted you to do. In other words, there is no restriction on that aspect, for you cannot control your tears. It flows because you have connection, but screaming and crying, causing a scene, all of this is of course contrary to the sharia. In addition, the deceased person has gone to the hereafter, where he will be grieved by every grief, as well as he will be delighted for every virtue that he has earned in the dunya. He has traveled to such a dunya, to the hereafter, jahan pe ہر نیکی کے بدلے میں اس کے عوض میں اس کو ظاہر سی بات ہے وہ خوش ہوگا, اس کے بدلے میں اس کو ثواب ریوارڈ ملے گا. اور اگر اس نے کوئی گناہ کیا تو ویسے بھی ہز آلریڈی ان پرابلم, اینڈ ناؤ بائی یو کرائنگ یو آر انفلیکٹنگ مور پین اینڈ تکلیف فار ہم ان دا قبر ایز ویل ایز ان دا ہیئر آفٹر. سو دس ویلنگ کازز ویری سیویئر پین ٹو ہم, ویدر دا ڈیسیزڈ از اے چائلڈ, اے مین, این اولڈ پرسن, چھوٹا ہو بڑا ہو, ایکولی دے آل گو تھرو پین وین دا فیملی از ویل اینڈ کرائی. اکارڈنگ ٹو دا ورڈکٹ, the deceased person here means the one close to his death. So when any family members weep and wail beside him, he even feels more severity of death. So jo jaakani ke alam mein ho aur wo aakhri lamhat chal rahe ho, that he is on his deathbed and he is counting his last breaths, you know, instead of sitting there and reminding him to read his kalima, when people cry loudly because of him passing away, this increases his pain, that pain of jaakani. وَجَاءَتْ سَكَرَةُ الْمَوْتِ بِالْحَقِّ ذَلِكَ مَا كُنْتَ مِنْهُ تَحِيدُ. You know, these agonies and these pains of death is the truth. It will come to us no matter where we hide, where we run, where we go to. This pain is then multiplied when people of the family cry loudly near the person who's dying, who's passing away. This is according to the verdict. So, why no punishment for weeping tearfully or grief in the heart? Why there's no azab and why there's no punishment for crying normally? It has been mentioned by a person known as Allama Abdul Rahman Ibn Jawzi Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, who passed away in the year 597 Hijri. And he has stated that there's no punishment for weeping tearfully or grief in the heart. And there are three reasons for it. Number one, there is no fault in this. Two, because they are not against the Shariat. Number two, these two are actually the effects of the deep feelings in the heart you have for the person that has passed away. And this is human nature. Insan rota hai. Number three, it is not possible to refrain from these two, meaning crying tearfully and having grief in the heart, because there is no questioning over them as well. There is no questioning. You will not be questioned as to why you cried or why you teared for the person that you have lost. So the only problem that we do have and the only issue in our society is when people wail, or people that make a will for others to wail. A great scholar of Islam, Mufti Amjad Ali Azmi Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, stated, wailing means crying loudly whilst telling the attributes of the deceased person exaggeratedly. With lots of exaggeration. You speak about the qualities of the person which he doesn't even have and possess, or rather it is the other way around. That a person is crying and he is just tearing his clothes and causing a scene. This is of course haram. And finally, we listen to the five ahadith of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There are two signs of kufr, of disbelief. Listen to this hadith very carefully and attentively and increase your iman and faith and make sincere tawbah. Nabi Pak, sahib al-awlaq, taj dari Madina, Ahmad Mukhtar, Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, there are two signs of kufr, of disbelief in people. Taunting anyone about his lineage. Yes, this is very important. You know, making a person feel, down, making him feel bad, embarrassing him for his lineage, for his caste, for his background, making him feel inferior. This is also a sign of disbelief. And the second is wailing for a deceased person. Sahih al-Muslim Sharif. Allah. Wailing over the mayyat of a deceased person. Number two. Cursed are two voices in the world. Which are those two voices which are cursed in this dunya and in the hereafter? Music at the time of blessings. When you achieve something very nice, you are happy and now you want to listen to music. Number two, and wailing at the time of trouble. The trouble could be in the form of mayyit. The trouble could be in the time of any other calamity. Do not scream and cry and wail. Make sabr and know that your Rabb has, you know, your Rabb, your Creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is watching over you. Number three, the wailing woman who does not repent before her demise will be made to stand on the day of judgment with a certain cloak, kurta, made with fire, and a scarf that will be wrapped around her head, which will make her itch. And this is how she will be presented in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with an itchy head and a burning sensation on her body. For a woman that has not repented after crying, after wailing and crying, like this. You know, in the time of ignorance, the sign of crying or the period of crying was almost for a year. For 1 year, the woman would cry and the behavior would change. Islam has changed that ideology, and we are not allowed to cry for so long. You know, there is even a question here I have just seen on the social media, mashallah. Many other brothers, mashallah, are being watching, and they have sent some questions, mashallah. Our brother says, very important topic, mashallah. He says, Muhammad Sadiq Sayyid says, how long after a person's demise can the family members cry? Do we get sin over crying? Okay. Do we get sin to overcry? Okay. So this part here, yes, I have discussed that we do, or we are in sins for overcrying. We become sinners for overcrying, yes, for wailing, which we have discussed. But the period which I mentioned earlier before as well is only 3 days, right? Islam has given this restriction, kitin din tak weep. A person is allowed to weep, but of course not to wail and cry. We are allowed to weep, and the grief is in the heart for several days to come. Sometimes we are unable to get over that, but remember, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who sustains everyone. Have your tawakkul and your trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and know that the deceased person has went to a better world than being stuck in this world, which is, you know, that brings happiness one day and brings calamities the other day. So here, there are lots of asbab. This is the world of means, but the hereafter is a world where you are closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that's if you have performed good deeds in this world. So here, once again, there are many other ahadith. Nabi Prophet ﷺ says, on the day of judgment, there will be two rows of wailing women in hell. They will be barking at the right side and the left side, at those Jahannamis, those who are in the hellfire. They will be barking at them on the right and left, just as dogs do. Astaghfirullah. And number five, I have heard enough of the one who shaves off his head, his mustache or beard, and shouts and tears his clothes that covers his chest. Sahih al-Muslim. Nabi Prophet ﷺ says, I have heard enough of this. People who have shaved their head, their mustache or the beard, or of people who have been wailing so much at the deceased that they will tear off their clothes and buttons, and their chest will be exposed. So this has happened so much that Nabi Prophet ﷺ says, I have had enough of this. Allahu Akbar, in Sahih al-Muslim. May Allah Azza wa Jal grant us lots of barakah and blessings. Dear viewers on the Sobadini channel, Qabr is such a world ki hame nahi pata ki hamare saath kya hoga, what will happen to us in the grave. We need to prepare, as Nabi Prophet ﷺ says, Al-Qabaru rawdatum min riyadil jannah aw hufaratum min hufarin nar. Your grave is either from amongst the gardens of Jannah or amongst the ditches of the hellfire. It is a ditch from amongst the ditches, from amongst the pits of Jahannam. So to beautify and enhance the beauty and the comfort of the qabr, it means that before your death, right now, right away, my sisters, my brothers out there, speak to your family members and make this will, make it a verbal will as well. You know, advise them, if anything happens to me, have sabr and have patience. Do not wail and cry. You know, have tawakkul and trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and recite lots of Durood-e Pak for me. You know, zikru askar for me. Donate thawab and reward for me every day. Make this sort of will. You know, read the will of which Amir al-Sunnat has made for his family members, subhanallah. You know, the Madani will. You will have some light as to how can one write an Islamic will, and how Amir al-Sunnat has advised his family members and his murids to treat his janazah salah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. May Allah grant him long life. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant Amir Ahl Sunnah Damat Fuyuzuhum a long life. Extend his shadows above our heads and eyes. He has done so much of work for the Sunniyah throughout the world, dear viewers. And therefore, we are advised to follow and join this fragrant movement of Quran and Sunnah, and beautify our qabr and our hereafter as well. The poet says so beautifully,
main qabr andheri mein ghabraunga jab tanha imdad meri karne aajana rasool allah. قبر اندھیری میں گھبراؤں گا جب تنہا امداد کرنے آ جانا میرے آقا، روشن میری تربت کو اے نور خدا کرنا، جب وقت نظر آئے دیدار عطا کرنا، جب وقت نظر آئے دیدار عطا کرنا۔
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم، صلاۃ و سلام علیک یا سیدی یا رسول اللہ، وسلم علیک یا سیدی یا نبی اللہ۔ ماشاءاللہ۔ یس ڈیئر ویوز اینڈ لسنرز آف مدنی چینل، اگر ہم روئے تو خوف خدا کے وجہ سے روئے، وی کرائی تو خوف خدا کے وجہ سے روئے۔ وی شوڈ کرائی فار دا فیئر آف اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی، ڈیو ٹو فیئرنگ آور کریئیٹر اللہ عز و جل۔ اللہ اکبر۔ الاؤ دیز ٹیئرز ٹو فلو، focusing and thinking about the dark grave. Allow these tears to flow, considering and imagining the bridge of Sirat on the day of Qiyamah. Royein to is wajah se royein ki hamara kya hoga aakhirat mein. Let's listen to a beautiful guldasta in relation to crying for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or due to the fear of Allah azza wa jal. Is madani guldaste ke baad hum dobara is program ke sath hazir honge. Please stay tuned to madani channel as we are going to round up, as we are back after this madani guldasta. Sallu ala al habib sallallahu ala muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam.
My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of madani channel, indeed crying in the fear of Allah azza wa jal is a great privilege. In fact, crying in divine fear is a sunnah. Sayyidina Abu Hurairah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he narrates that when the following ayah of the Holy Quran was revealed in Surah An-Najm, that so are you amazed at this fact and you laugh and do not cry. When this ayah was revealed, then the blessed companions of Suffah radiyallahu anhum, they wept so much that their cheeks became wet with tears. Seeing them weep, the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also began to weep. Seeing the tears running down the blessed face of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Sahaba ikram began to weep even more bitterly. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then said that the person who has wept in the fear of Allah ta'ala will not enter hell. The beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has also said that if tears well up in the eyes of a Muslim, even though equal to the head of a fly, and those tears that reach the apparent part of his body, Allah azza wa jal makes him haram for hell. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. May Allah Azza wa Jal give us all the ability to cry in His fear. Ameen bijahin nabijil ameen. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Shukran for that. We thank our technical department, our senior directors, mashallah, for, you know, granting us this beautiful Madani Guldasta, jisme hame kitne seekhne ko milta hai. Alhamdulillah. So here, dear viewers, change the mindset. Let's inshallah azza wa jal shed these tears due to the fear of Allah azza wa jal. Crying in the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a source of blessings. Yes, inshallah azza wa jal, even these eyelashes will be a testimony that we have cried in the court of Allah azza wa jal, and due to which this eyelashes will make shafa'at and intercede on our behalf, and through the mercy of Allah azza wa jal, that intercession will be accepted inshallah azza wa jal. Let's move further, dear viewers. Alhamdulillah, we have some messages more to read. Mashallah. One message that has come, and subhanAllah, it is so motivating. I say shukran to brother Asif Attari, mashallah, our final technical Madani channel department from Karachi, Pakistan. He sends a message. He says the early echo, okay, this is in Urdu perhaps. I will read out the Urdu. He says the early echo mein jab kalam padhte hain to maza aata hai, maze ko bhi maza aa jata hai. Inko bole thoda der tak padha karein, dil nahi bharta, kalam khatam ho jata hai. Allahu Akbar. Bahut bahut shukriya for this sort of motivation and encouragement. Aur zahir se baat hai, Nate Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam sunte hain to dil baag baag ho jata hai, Madina Madina ho jata hai. Zikr Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam sunte hi ke sath dil khush bhi ho jata hai. So we will increase Zikr Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That is to say, we will increase the ashar and kalams inshallah azza wa jal. We say shukran to our Asif Attari final technical department of Madini Channel, mashallah, he finalizes those bayans and lectures globally throughout the world wherever Madini Channel programs have been broadcasted, subhanallah. They are, this brother here, mashallah, finally approves these lectures and he has approved these kalams, mashallah. Dil bahut khush hua sun karke, jaan karke ki, mashallah, aapko acha laga. And especially to the other viewers out there, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq to praise Nabiya Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Of course, my voice is not so beautifully and so grand as our other Naat Khans of Madani Channel and Dawat Islami and many other brothers, mashallah, who praise Nabiya Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Lekin Allah azza wa jal in naato ki barkato se awaz mein mithas paida farmaye, hamare zabano par mithas paida farmaye. Inshallah, ameen, bijahi nabiyil ameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Until then, stay good, be good, do good, and remember, wherever you are, I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Start your day with remembrance of Allah.